The Rambam emphasizes in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, as well as in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Hei, that davening each and every day is a mitzvah midaraisa. The Rambam begins Hilchos Tefillah telling us that mitzvah sesevi is followed by chayom. A person is obligated to daven daily. The Rambam cites the pasuk of Avachem as Hashem Alkechem, Ula Avdo b'chol levachem, Eizu yavodesh shaglei pavyomi zot tefillah. And if Hashem Baruch Hu tells us we're obligated to serve Hashem, it doesn't simply mean a general mitzvah, service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it has a particular reference, midaraisa, to tefillah. And the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah He disagrees and comments that is not the case. The chovas ha-tefillah b'chol yom is certainly only a mitzvah, the Rabbanah. In fact, the Gemara that we touched on in the earlier shir, the Sigin Brachos and Daf Chafala from Adalit, tells us the case of Safik Yisfalo, Safik Lo Yisfalo, Meikar Hadin, Eino Chozer Umisfalo. The willingness of the Gemara to apply the principle of a Safik Durabanan to a Safik in Tefillah itself. So the Ramban writes that this is the case, that the Chiyuv of Tefillah is only indeed a Mitzvah Durabanan. How do you understand the Drasha of the Sifri that the Ramban writes, of those tefillah? The Ramban offers two possibilities. One is very simply, this is only an asmachta d'rabbanan. Midaraisa, it's a reference to avodas Hashem in the broadest form. The particular reference to tefillah is only on a level of d'rabbanan. Or else, the Ramban writes the following, osh nispalav be'ez hatzaras. The Ramban is noted that if there is a dire eis sara, not a chi of tefillah b'chol yom v'yom, but rather, the Ramban quotes the pasuk in the Midbar Perigud, Al-Hatzar Hatzoreskem, the Eish Tzorah, the Ramban admits that there is a Chiyuv Tefillah level of Daraisa. But this is the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, that there is a mitzvah to say to daven each and every day. If you look, for example, in Emet Bracha, the Emet Bracha in Hilchos Nesiyas HaChaim quotes the Chiddush of Chaim, that maintains that even the Ramban will admit as well that there certainly is a Chiyuv Daraisa involved in Tefillah, even though the Chiyuv is only that which is the Rabbanah, and the Raya comes from Duchening Nesiyas Kapayim. There the Torah tells us, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Kos of Baruch Hu Estenei Yisrael, that certainly is a Mitzvah Daraisa. And we assume the halacha that this Mitzvah Daraisa is not limited to Mikdash, but rather as the Chinuch writes, Mishnah Yinches, the supplies, the Kol Makom, Uvo Kol Zman, the Mishnah Beru, the Sharatin, and Kup Chaches, cites the view of Rav Yaakov Emden, the Moral Kasiyah, that writes perhaps the mitzvah of duchening is only midaraisa in Mikdash, and Mishnah Berurah points out with many marmakamos. This is not the case, but in principle, there is a mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim, even bikvulim, even without a Beis HaMikdash. The difficulty is the following, but don't the psukim link Nesiyas Kapayim with Avodas HaMikdash? After all, the Gemara Sotah and the Avodah Ches, the Sharso Ulevarek Bishmo. The Gemara tells us that Ishkish Bracha L'Sheirus. So there clearly is a link between Avodas HaTzibur and the obligation of Nesiyas Kapayim. Tosus points it out in the Sugi and Sotan Daf Lamaches Amud Aleph that Avoda and Nesiyas Kapayim go hand in hand. Rav Chaim answered the following. Enoch Inami, that certainly is true. It doesn't require specifically Avodas HaKarbanos, but rather that's the Chiddush, Ula Avda Zutfila. Avodas Shebelev is considered to be an Avodas HaTzibur, and that can be Mechayev Nesiyas Kapayim. And Rav Chaim went a step further. The Bishlama, according to the Rambam Shita, that there is a Mitzvah Daraisa Tfila, but what about according to the view of the Ramban? Then Rav Chaim pointed out as the following. The Machlokes, the Rambam and Ramban, simply is whether there is a Chiyuv Daraisa to daven each and every day. A Mitzvah Daraisa, a Kiyum Daraisa, the fact that there is a concept of Avodah Shebelev, and Tefillah can be called Avodah Satzibur, that certainly is true Midaraisa, and therefore that can generate Nesiyas Kapayim as well. So Chaim explains, this is what's cited as mentioned in Emet Bracha, that even the Ramban will agree that there is a Kiyum Daraisa of Tefillah as part of that drush of the Sifri, that is considered to be Tefillah. The Rambam not only tells us the Chiddush that there is a mitzvah daraisa of davening, but the Rambam writes, mitzvah sasele hispalo choyom. A person is obligated to daven once a day, each and every day. This is a Chiddush. Even if one were to grant that there is a mitzvah daraisa of Tefillah, what is the frequency of this mitzvah? How do you know that this mitzvah is to be fulfilled each and every day? If you look, for example, in the Mishnah writes the following. The Torah tells us, Avatmes Hashem El Hecha. The Torah tells us in Shmos and Perachot Gimel. And the Apostle continues and tells us, Uverach Es Lachmacha Vesmei Mecha. And the Torah equates that to the bracha of Lechem and Mayim. The Mishnah writes that just as the Lechem and Mayim, that is part of the daily routine of Achila and Shtia, that also is true when it comes to the obligation of tefillah. But again, the Rambam writes that the chiyuv hamachas v'yom, that is indeed a mitzvah daraisa. The Kesef Mishnah points out that this is the case, that there is a mitzvah daraisa each and every day, and there's a parallel Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is found at the beginning of Perakei of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. There, of course, the Rambam discusses the halachos of Yehareg v'yavor. In that context, the Kesef Mishnah discusses what the Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Mem Tes, Shabbos Daf Mem Tes Rev, Nesigin Shabbos Naf Kuflamit, Elisha Bal Knafayim. The issue that Elisha Bal Knafayim was willing to be Moser Nefesh in order to don tefillin, and then all of a sudden when he was confronted, he took off the tefillin. A major issue, not for today's shir, that the Rishonim discussed. Does one have the right of Mesiras Nefesh for mitzvah to say? But in that context, the Kesef Mishnah makes the following statement. There's a mitzvah daraisa. How often is one obligated to put on tefillin? So you'll tell me that Shabbos and Yantif is Lazman tefillin. Isn't that true? What about Laila? Machlokas Tamayim, Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam writes that Laila is Lazman tefillin. We assume Mikar Din daraisa. Laila is Man tefillin. So barring Laila, barring Shabbos and Yantif, so how often is a person obligated to put on tefillin? So a person will wear tefillin 5 hours in a typical week. So a person on the first day of the week will wear tefillin for 5 hours, and therefore he's exempted until next week. Is that the case? Is there any minimal shear to the mitzvah of tefillin, or tefillah, or similar mitzvahs? So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, in both contexts, Hilchos Tefillah Zon, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Kesef Mishnah implies the following kiddush. This is developed in the Sifrei Chris Yaakov and Brachos and Simen Chafei, that it's not so unusual that the Torah will give us a mitzvah, and the Torah will not tell us how often this mitzvah is to be fulfilled. Some mitzvahs there clearly is a zman kotzu. In some mitzvahs it seems to be open-ended. The mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. There are many such examples. The Torah tells us the Zechiras, no Zechiras Amalek. No? How often do you fulfill that mitzvah? Zachar Eis Hasher Asalaf Amalek. How often is that to be fulfilled? No? So you know the Chiddush of Tosus, that Zechiras Amalek is a creamy Toch HaKsav. That's what Tosus writes in Brachos and Daf. You'd give them a Aleph and you go Daf Yechesim days. And how often? Once a year. How do you know that this is once a year? It's a great Chiddush, the Sheet of Tosus. We always assume you need a creamy Toch HaKsav for Parsha Zachar. And how often is that done? Zachar means once a year. Pashav Shat, the Rambam, Lofus Malachim, you know how often? The Rambam writes, Lizkor Tamid. Zechira is an open-ended obligation, no? So the Zechira Samalek, and even though there's Zechiros as well, possibly. The Torah tells us we're obligated to do so, and the Torah doesn't tell us how often this mitzvah is to be performed. What is the answer? Boshav Shat Rambam is the following. If the Torah tells us that there is an open-ended mitzvah without a Zman Katsu, perhaps that means the following, that minimally, once a day, each and every day. It means a daily obligation. Boshav Shat when it comes to Nesias Kapayim, as he mentioned, as considered to be a daily chiyuv. When it comes to Talmud Torah, open-ended. You know the Sugya Menachos Nafzai Testament Beis. It discusses the parameters of Talmud Torah. Whether it's Kol Hayom, Tam Beyom, but the unit that the Gemara describes is that of Yom. When it comes to tefillin, during the Sabbath as well, that the mitzvah of tefillin dictates that one must don the tefillin minimally for a period of time each and every day, barring the exclusions of Shabbos and Yantiv and Laila. The same perhaps is true when it comes to the Sheis Zechiros. If the Torah says that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, maybe it means that that mitzvah applies each and every day. The Magen Avraham discusses, not Hilchos Priyashman, Simen Samach, that there's a reference to all of the Sheis Zechiros in Kriyashma, and in Birchos Kriyashma, the Magen Avraham writes. And the Magen Avraham comments daily, when a person recites Kriyashma Brachosea, a person should have that in mind. After all, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah Lizkor Tamid, always to be aware, and the Rambam quotes the Chiddush of the Sifra, that Zachar is Beteh, that one must articulate, it's not really enough to be aware, but one must mention. And therefore, this is a mitzvah that perhaps one has each and every day. Many have the practice after davening and reciting, for example, daily the Shei Sechiras. But the Magen Avraham writes, as mentions in Sama, even those who don't, there's a reference in Tefillah to all the Sechiras, and it's important that a person should bear that in mind, the Shas Tefillah. This Kosh of Shas is the Rambam Shita when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillah. The Rambam writes that mitzvah say the spell of the koyom, that a person is obligated to daven shachas minchas ma'ariv. That, of course, the Rabbanon. But the chovas hatefillah, that a day should not be void of tefillah, that the Rambam writes is in fact a mitzvah daraisa. So chiddush in the Rambam that number one, tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa. Chiddush number two, tefillah b'choyom is a mitzvah daraisa as well. That is the shittas Rambam. Where else do you see that this is true? That the mitzvah of tefillah is indeed, according to the Rambam, a din daraisa. This you see in Sefer Mitzvos in a very different context in Shorash Tes. Here the Rambam discusses the concept of ilav shebichlolos. If you have, for example, the Shalosa say, and there are multiple references, a single lav, and the Gemara derives from that many different yisurim, several different azaros. So the Rambam writes, the principle is, if you have a lav shebichlolos, ein lokin alav. The primary sugya, Sanhedrin and Daf, Samot Gimel Amar Aleph. No malchus on lav shebichlolos. The classic example the Gemara gives us is the Isser and Vayikra Yates of Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. What is the reference of Lo Sochlu Al Hadam? The Gemara has many, many different drashos. A person is not allowed to eat from a behemoth, kodem shetetze nafsho. A person is not allowed to eat bistar kodshim kodem zrika sadam. The Gemara says that the Sanhedrin, when they are putting someone to death on that day, there's an Isser of Te'ima, the Asara for Ben Sora Moreh. There's so many different dinim daraisa that are derived from that pasuk of Losoko and Adam. The Gemara says this is called Alav Shebechlolos, and therefore Ein Malkin Lav. The Gemara never says explicitly why this is true, but the Gemara tells us there is no Malkus. It seems to be a fundamental Malkus Rishonim. Whether the fact that there's no Malkus is because the Disser is not Mufurish Shekra, or whether it's something which is Dumya Delav the Chasimah. It's not for us in this year, but a fasting Shiloh that Tosas raises, Sanhedrin Samakim Lamaralik, Chilu Yontif generates Malkus. Now, isn't that a classic example of Shebechlolos? The Torah says, Komalechet Zavod Lo Sasu, and what does that mean? A whole list of Malachos. Now, how is it possible to get Malkus for Chilu Yontif? Isn't that an example of Lav Shebechlolos? The Tosas discussion. But there's no Malkus in Lav Shebechlolos. When the Rambam tells you this Kiddush, in Sefer Mitzvos and Shorash Tes, the Rambam gives you a list of all the Isurei Daraisa that are derived from this Pasuk of Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, and the Rambam includes in this list the Gemara Brachos and the Yud Amud Beis that there's an Isur of Achila Kodem HaTfilah, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. A person is not allowed to eat before davening. That is part of the Rambam's list, emphasizing that this is considered to be Lav Shebechlolos. Pashup Shat, according to the Rambam, Achila Kodem HaTfila is an Issa Daraisa. How can this be? This is the Rambam Lachor L'Shitas, I know. This is not only found in the Rambam, this is found in the Sefer Achinuch and Reish Menches. The Sefer Achinuch as well includes in this Issa, L'Sokol HaDam, Achila Kodem HaTfila. So the Minchas Tinach writes the following. Number one, the Minchas Tinach writes that many Rishonim disagree. If you look, for example, in Rabbi Yonah and Drachos and Daf Hamad Aleph and Daf Yarif, Rabbi Yonah maintains that this is only a smach to the Rabbanon. This is Achila Kodem Tfila. And then the Minchas Tinach makes the Torah somewhat obvious observation, this is what she does say, that if there's a mitzvah tfila daraisa, in such a case you can begin to discuss whether there's an Isra of Achila Kodem HaTfila daraisa. But if you should argue that this is not true, that the mitzvah of tefillah is only the Rabbanan, so then obviously, Losok Ladam Achila Kodem HaTfila is only an asmach the Rabbanan. And Chassinov just makes the following comment, this is the Rabbah Meshitase. If there's a mitzvah, the Ispala B'Choyom, so then Achila Kodem HaTfila could indeed be an Isser Daraisa. And if you look into the Meiri, there's a Meiri in Bava Metzi and Afkut Ezra. That's also Sugya Lav Shebechlolos. There the Meiri adds just a very important Kiddush. When you look at that Gemara in Brachos, where the Gemara discusses a person who will engage in Achila before Tfila, the Gemara says the following, La'achar shehizgah zeh kibbalah v'malchus shamayim. after a person goes and satisfies his own needs, now he addresses, right, the obligations of tefillah. That's an inappropriate way that a person should begin his day. The Meir just writes the following Kiddush. What does that mean? That there's an Isser Achila Kodem HaTefillah, and then the Meir just adds the following phrase, O Shelo Yichet Es Hashem. There's an Isser Achila before one is Yichet Es Hashem. What's that a reference to? Kriyash, no? Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. That's a fascinating Kiddush. The Miri understood that you can understand an Isser Achila Kodem Kriya Shema as well. In which case, then you don't have to assume, as the Rambam Shita, that only if Tfilah Daraisa can one envision an Isser Losoko Adam Daraisa, but rather one could envision that there's an Isser Achila Kodem Kriya Shema. In fact, as I mentioned, Lashon HaGemara, Lafashit Gozeh, Kibel Abomachu Shemayim, it sounds like a reference to Kriya Shema. Not necessarily a limited reference to the case of tefillah, but this Pashup Shat the Rambam. There's an Isser Achila Kodem HaTefillah, tefillah, that is the Shita Sayav, the Rambam Shita, that tefillah is Daraisa. I'll tell you the following Kiddush. The Rambam writes as a mitzvah Daraisa Daven each and every day. Good? Once you have satisfied that mitzvah Daraisa, there'll be an Isser Losoch Ladam. So certainly not. The Isser Losoch Ladam will only be as strong as the chiyuv of tefillah. And how often is one obligated to daven? Once a day, each and every day. When do you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of tefillah? With which tefillah is that fulfilled? It would sound almost somewhat ironic that the Gemara will tell us, as we'll soon discuss, right, in Sugim Brachas, that the tefillah's harvest is only in Rishus. That certainly is true. But does one fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of tefillah through tefillah's harvest? No? The Rambam writes, you must daven each and every day. Well, if the day is going to begin at night, the first tefillah bayom is indeed that mitzvah. So therefore, one would be inclined to say the following Kiddush, and that is that the mitzvah daraisa tefillah is fulfilled with marid. No? After all, mitzvah say that he's followed before yom. Isn't that the yom ha-tefillah? Apparently that's not the case. No, because the Rambam writes that there's an Issa Daraisa of Achila Kodem HaTefillah. The Rambam is clear. What does that mean? A person wakes up in the morning, as the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Davyud, and before he engages in tefillah, he takes care of all of his personal needs. Only then he engages in davening. That's the description of Losoch HaHadam. So what is that Gemara referring to now? B'med Ramurim, when that is the first tefillah, only in a case where a person does not daven Maariv, then in fact, this would be the case. Otherwise, the Achila Baboker Kodem HaTefillah could never be Nisa Daraisa. Or maybe one would suggest a very fascinating Kiddush that perhaps Midaraisa, according to the Rambam Shita, the Zman HaTefillah begins Baboker. Very interesting possibility. Shlomo Berman, one of the Makideshir, at the Fanavish and Sefer, Ashur Shlomo, in Simon Beis and Oz Beis, points out this Kiddush that would seem from the Rambam Shita that Midaraisa, the Seder Hayom of Tefillah begins Baboker. After all, that Pasuk Lecha Mishnah quoted, Uveirach es lachnocha ves mimecha, the Gemara tells us about Metzian Dav Kuv Zayin, it's referring to the Pashachris, the person gets up and he begins the Achila of the day. What a fascinating Kiddush. You know, the Gemara in the very beginning of Tefillas HaShachar, the second Brachos Dav Kuv Vav, always speaks about Tashlumin. The Gemara writes, it's a much greater Kiddush to envision Tashlumin from Mincha to Maariv than Maariv to Shachris. Why? Because Mincha to Maariv is two different days. It's a Kiddush that if you didn't daven on day one, you can make it up on the next day. So it's a Kiddush that if you didn't daven Mincha, one can daven an additional Shemoneh Esrei of Maariv. Here the Gemara is discussing Tashlumin, which is Derabanan. But is there any possible basis to assume a great Kiddush that Midaraisa, that the Yom HaTefillah could begin with Shachris? Literally, when a person starts his day, when a person is Kam Baboker, then a person should be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that particular point. Maybe that is the Chovas HaTefillah, but a fascinating Raya from the Sugya of Losoch HaLadam. So from the Rambam Shita, Tefillah Daraisa, Kiddush number two, that Tefillah B'chol Yom is Daraisa, Kiddush number three, perhaps, the Yom HaTefillah could begin with Shachris, that the Rambam indicates in Losoch HaLadam. A further Kiddush, what is the definition of tefillah on a level of daraisa? The Rambam writes that clearly, the nusach ha-tefillah, the matbeah ha-tefillah, of course that is not midaraisa. What is necessary midaraisa? What is the seder ha-tefillah? In this, you know, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, The Rambam says, Magid Shivcho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you begin with Shevach. The Rambam writes, V'yachar Kach Shol Tzracha V'Kosha, V'yachar Kach Nosim Shevach V'Hodol Hashem. Shevach V'Kosha Hodah, Hoshub Shat, according to the Rambam Shita, that is Daraisa. Even though the Nusach HaTfilah obviously not, but the structure of Tfilah, Shevach V'Kosha Hodah, that is considered to be a din daraisa. I'll just give you one example. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos and Dafka that women are obligated in tefillah. The Mishnah Mepereshes. The Gemara says maybe would have thought in Chafam Beis women should be exempt. No, that's not true. Kamashmalan that nashim are chayanos de tefillah. Good. The Magen Avraham is very bothered. The Magen Avraham is found in Simin Kuvav in Sifkat Beis. If women are obligated in tefillah, so why is it that generally speaking, women do not necessarily daven regularly? That's the kasha of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham writes the following kiddush. True, the Mishnah tells us that women are obligated in tefillah. What does tefillah mean? Well, according to the Rambam, the chiyuv of tefillah is only drabanan. But according to the Rambam, we have two tiers. We have tefillah, which is daraisa. We have tefillah, which is drabanan, shachris, mincha, and maariv. So perhaps the Magen Avraham suggests when the Mishnah tells us that nashim are chayavos to tefillah, it only means tefillah daraisa, but not necessarily tefillah derabanan. So therefore, whatever is needed for tefillah daraisa, that is considered to be sufficient. And on that basis, you can understand the fact that women are not davening kama tefillahs v'yom on a regular basis. Good. And then the Magen Avraham throws the punchline. Since that's the case, women can fulfill their chovas tefillah. Right? Ba'omros bakasha kolderum. Therefore, even if they'll get up and they'll say modani, right? Bakasha kolderu. With that, they fulfill the chovas tefillah. That line of the Magen Avraham is a very great hiddush, because as we mentioned, it's true. The Rambam writes there's a difference between tefillah daraisa as opposed to tefillah derabanan. It's a hiddush to assume that nashim are only chayavos in tefillah daraisa, not in tefillah derabanan, but even if I grant that position, perhaps only the minimal amount of tefillah is the obligation of women. But doesn't that require something that resembles a Shemoneh Esrei? Doesn't that require, as the Rambam writes, Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah? If you look, for example, in the Prima Gadim, in the Psicha Tel Posfila, and if you look in the Prima Gadim in Simen Kuvav, he quotes this Yiddish Magen Avraham, but the Prima Gadim writes the following, and therefore, Sagi Lahen B'Tfilachas. Therefore, it's sufficient for women to daven once. Davening once, I understand. That is comprised of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. It's a Chiddush that the Magen Avraham writes that granted this position, that all women have to do is meet the requirements of Tefillah Daraisa, that can be satisfied with a Bakasha Kolden. How does one understand the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham? So, point one is follows. What is the Makor of the Rambam Shem? Where do you see that it's necessary to have Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah? The Kesef Mishnah refers you to the Gemara Brachos and Daf on the Beis Hamikdash, where the Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Simlai, La'olam Yisader Adam Shivcho Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ve'achakaf Yishol Tzrachot. First one should have Shevach, only after Shevach then you should have Bakasha. Where do you see this is true? The Gemara tells us the Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas Vi'asanon. First Atah Chilosa, and then Ebronah Ve'eren. First Shevach, followed by Bakasha. Kesef Mishnah writes that that is the Makor of the Rambam Sheep. If you look in Lecha Mishnah calls the Mavit in Kriya Sefer, that's told by the following. That Gemara in Brachos, the pattern of Tfilas Moshe Rabbeinu, will only account for Shevach and Bakasha, but there is no mention of Hodah. Where do you see that it's necessary to have Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah? Perhaps an alternate makor of the Rambam is the Sifri that you have in the very beginning of Parshas Vezos Habracha. Here the Sifri writes the following. If you look there at the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, the bracha that Moshe bestows on Klal Yisrael, here the Sifri writes, you will find Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. And the Sifri continues and comments, V'af Shmon Esrei Shetiknu Chachamim HaRishonim. And the same thing is true when it comes to our Tfilah. That is patterned after the Birkas Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of Chumash Dvarim. An interesting Kiddush. That Bosh Rav Shah is the source of the Rambam Shita of Sheva, Bakasha, and Hodah. So the Rambam writes this is necessary for Tefillah Daraisa. This is the Seder HaTefillah. But I'll ask you the following. Is this lead Gufa? If a person only says Sheva, or only Bakasha, only Hodah, you mean to say one does not fulfill the mitzvah daraisa? It's not so unusual to suggest the following, that you could have a Seder HaMitzvah, the Prote HaMitzvah, but it doesn't necessarily mean that every detail is le'ikuva. If I were to ask you, what is the Seder HaChalitza? So you'll tell me all of the elements involved in Chalitza, Chalitza Tzaminah, and Rekika, and Kriya Saparsha. I'll ask you, are they all le'ikuva? So certainly not. Just because you have a Seder Daraisa does not necessarily mean that every stage is absolutely indispensable. Perhaps one could suggest the following Kiddush within the Rambam sheet as well. It is true that the Rambam does maintain that the Seder HaTfilah is Sheva, Bakasha, and Hodah, because that is the effective Tfilah that we see of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that does not necessarily mean that each and every element is the ikuva, then one would not fulfill the mitzvah. For example, if what is lacking is shevach, or what is lacking is bakasha, or what is lacking is hodah, is there any raya to indicate that this is true? That even if this is the seder hatfila daraisa, nonetheless, that is true lechatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimus tfila is shevach, bakasha, hodah. But there is a kiyum daraisa of tfila even with shevach, or Bakasha, or Hodah. Well, if one can demonstrate this is true, that would certainly resolve the Magen Avraham. It's true that the Rambam requires Sheva, Bakasha, and Hodah as the Seder HaTfilah HaTfilah, but nonetheless, women will fulfill the Mitzvah Daraisa Tfilah even with the Bakasha to Hodah, even a Tfilah Smuch Lenodani. Even with that, Nashim are Yotzel Sidei Chalasam when it comes to the Mitzvah of Tfilah. Perhaps another one. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Tov Tes Amud Beis. Let's say a person finds himself in a dire circumstance, and he can't daven a full Shemoneh Esrei, he can't even daven a Tefilas Havineinu. So the Gemara recommends, right, that if it's b'makom sakana, a person should daven a Tefilah Ktzara, a Tefilah Ktzara. That Tefilah Ktzara does not contain Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. It just doesn't. So maybe one could argue that fine, maybe you're not going to say it's the makom sakana. So maybe the chiddush of the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Tes is the following: that look, a person is in a situation where he's exempted; he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. But you know what? Still, it's appropriate for a person to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a makom sakana. Therefore, do something, say something. A tefillah tzara, even if technically speaking it doesn't meet the requirements of tefillah. If you look, for example, in Avi Ezriel from Shach and Hilchos Tefillah. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Rav Shach writes the following, with the Tefillah Tzara, Ein Yotzei Ba Yidei Chavasol. You're not going to be Yotzei. You're missing Shevach, Bakash, and the Ram, and Hodah, as the Rambam insists. If you look in the third edition of Zavi Ezri, so Rav Shach just adds the following Ha'ara, that the Achar Kach Heruni Mashakasa the Sefer Achinah. If you look in the Sefer Achinah in Tuf Lamed Gimel, the Sefer Achinah writes differently. The Sefer Achinuch quotes the Rambam Shita, Tefillah Daraisa. He quotes the Rambam that Tefillah is comprised of Sheva, Bakasha, and Hodah. And then the Sefer Achinuch cites the Gemara Brachos and Daf, Chav Tes Amud Beis, Tefillah Ktzara. And the Sefer Achinuch is explicit that through Tefillah Ktzara, one fulfills the Mitzvah Daraisa of Tefillah. Even though it does not contain Sheva, Bakasha, and Hodah, it's true, the mitzvah, the shleimus of tefillah should envelop all elements. But yet, as the Magen Avraham writes with the Bakasha Kolhu, one is Yotzei, and one would be Yotzei de Chavasa even with a tefillah tzara as well. If you look, for example, in Shadrach and Simon Kufaba, the Mechaber discusses kavana necessary when it comes to tefillah. Here the Mechaber writes the following: if a person was mechaven is libo for the bracha of Avos, so b'di'evin is Yotzei bo Yidei Chavasa, even though ideally a person should have proper kavanah slave throughout all of Shemoneh Esrei, but minimally, if a person will do so for the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, that's considered to be sufficient. So I'll ask you again, what does that accomplish? No, the bracha of Avos is only Sheva. It is not Sheva, Bakash, and Hodah. And if Tefillah midaraisa demands all three elements, and we assume either generally mitzvah srichos kavana, or especially tefillah by its very essence requires kavana. So how is it sufficient simply to go ahead and to daven a minimal amount, right? With kavana, the answer apparently is the following: that just because the Rambam maintains that shevach bakashim hodah, nonetheless, one will be yotze lo yidei chavasa even with shevach or bakasha or hodah. This is true when it comes to the kavana issue. This is true when it comes to women. This is the raya from that sugya of tefillah. So my focus, Rosh Hashanah, tefillah d'oraisa, tefillah d'rabbanan, the various ha'aras within the Rambam Shita, that what is it that is necessary? The chatchila b'di'evit to fulfill the mitzvah, tefillah d'oraisa. We're an afkaminah as to whether tefillah d'oraisa, tefillah in fact is d'rabbanan. One afkami mentioned this far is the obligation of women in tefillah. Now, nashim ha'mechoyavos, the mishnah mekoreshes, brachos tefach, the Magen Avraham writes, there's a leeway if you assume tefillah is d'oraisa. If tefillah is only d'rabbanan, so when the Mishnah says, Nashim are chayavos to tefillah, what does the Mishnah mean? No, there's only one chiyuv of tefillah. No, shachris, mincha, marif, maybe yes, maybe no. But the Magen Avraham writes, a possible difference in halacha will be the way we understand that Mishnah. That Aliba de Rambam, that perhaps women are obligated in tefillah d'araisa, but not in tefillah d'rabbanan. Another nafkamina should be that kvar brachos and afkabalah, what happens if suffik yispalel, suffik lo yispalel? According to the Rambam, shouldn't you assume that a sfeika d'araisa is the chumrah? In fact, that was the kasha we mentioned of the Ramban. If the chiyuv tefillah is d'araisa, how can you say suffik is indeed the kula? So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the very beginning of Hukos Tefillah, in Aleph Aleph, the Kesef Mishnah writes that in Ophinami that is true. What is the case of the Gemara, suffik yispala, suffik lo yispala? A person has a suffik regarding a particular tefillah? Or a person is nistapik as whether he davened at all throughout the entire day. He is clueless as to whether he davened Mariv, Shafras, Mincha, that's the case. Or does it mean he has a particular suffik regarding an individual tefillah? So the Kesef Mishnah writes the following Kiddush, that Enoch Inami. When the Gemara says suffik yisfal, suffik lo yisfalo, we're not talking about a person who is nistapik the chol ha-tefillos. So if it's a particular tefillah, Shafras, Mincha, Mariv, then the Rambam will of course tell you, as the Gemara writes, that Mikra hadin in a chosim yisfamel. But according to the Rambam Shita, if there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of davening each day, and there is a suffix as to whether a person davened at all on that given day, you would not assume suffix is the kula, then you would assume that suffix is the chumrah. This is what the Fima Gadin points out in the Psicha Tehilchos Tefillah, and that is the Rambam will limit suffik yispalel eno chozer yispalel to a detail within a particular tefillah, but not if you're dealing with tefillah generally. That is a mitzvah d'araisa, and in such a case, chozer umispalel. In fact, the Prima Gadim now suggests the Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush, this Prima Gadim, in the Psicha Tilchos Tefillah. What about the following case? A person is nistapik yispalel klal b'osayom. So what would you tell that person? No, you can't apply the Gemara. Now here, it's a suffik d'araisa. You don't know whether you daven at all during that day. So therefore, that's a sfeik d'araisa, which is l'chumra. And what happens? V'avar hayom. The day passes. He didn't daven. He didn't daven at that particular time. So in that case, is the individual chayiv d'tashlum. Suffik yispalel is yichayiv d'tashlum. That's the suffik that the Prima Gadim raises. No? After all, the Psak Halakha would have been Sveika D'araisa L'chumra, obligating that individual to definitively daven. He would be told, you must daven. And now he did not do so. And Avar Hayom, whatever that Avar Hayom is, Minchat HaMariv, right, Mariv HaShachris, as we discussed, whatever Avar Hayom is, on a level of D'araisa. So in such a case, what would you say to that individual? Are you Chayiv B'Tashlumin, or are you not? That's an interesting Kiddush the Prima Gadim writes. On the one hand, Tashlumin is certainly only Drabano. And here it's a suffix, whether he's spelled suffix low he's spelled, maybe that should be called a Sveika Drabanan, which is the Kula. Or maybe one should argue, no, that Ba'oso Hayom, that person would be given a Psak Halacha that you must daven B'Torah Zvada, not B'Torah Suffix. Sveika D'araisa, L'chumra, you must absolutely daven. In which case, there is a chiyuv tefillah, now there is a chiyuv tashlumin. The Prima Gunnan prefers the first approach, that maybe even according to the Rambam Shita, that there is no chiyuv tashlumin in that particular case. Because since it's only safek yisbala, and tashlumin is only a din derabanan, maybe one could suggest, even alibi the Rambam, there's no chiyuv tashlumin in that particular case. But that's another possibility. That the Prima Gunnan suggests as well. Prima Gunnan writes, what about the following case? A person did not daven at all during a particular day, and now, the case that Prima Gunnan writes against the Kiddush I mentioned earlier is Nizkar Ben Hashmoshes. Good? Nizkar Ben Hashmoshes. So all of a sudden what happens? Now, a person did not daven an entire day, and all of a sudden now it's Safek Yom Safek Lev. Again, that should depend on when the Yom HaTfilah begins. Prima Gunnan is assuming obvious. The Yom HaTfilah begins at Marid. Now, so therefore now already it is Ben Hashmoshes. What a person do in that particular case? Well, he writes that if you assume it's the Rambam Shita, so then, a person will be obligated to daven during Ben Hashmoshes. After all, this is a Sveika Daraisa, right? And a Sveika Daraisa is the Chumra. Right? After all, he did not daven the entire day. He is faced with a Mitzvah Daraisa. If a person is faced with a Mitzvah Daraisa and Safek of Rayom, in such a case, we will assume that in that instance he is obligated to daven. That's a further enough to mean that the Prima Gadim writes. Or the Prima Gadim writes the following. What happened is his did below his father. What happens if a person doesn't daven the mazed an entire day and now it's Ben Hashmoshes? If you'll tefillah deraisa, then you have to daven again. If that is not true, tefillah derabanan, so therefore, in that instance, safek derabanan, he would not daven. The only possibility is, well, you can daven tefillah tashlumin for that which you missed out, not if it's the mazed, only in cases where it is the shogeg. These are the list of the nafkaminas. The Prima Gunnan has a few more. But in the focus, the Rambam and the Ramban, as to whether the chiyuv of tefillah deraisa, or whether it is only a din derabanan. Now, the following issue. This is true when it comes to tefillah generally. The Prima Gunnan writes a further chiddush, and that is maybe this is not the case of tefillah on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Very, very finished. Prima Gunnan is found in Siman Kufav, Neish Lavram, and the end of Sif Katan Bay. There, the Prima Gunnan writes just a very brief line that on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, then the Chiyuv of Tefillah is Min HaTorah. On Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the Mitzvah of Tefillah is Daraisa. If you look in the Prima Gunnan in the end of the Psicha HaKoleles, the Prima Gunnan is a little more specific. Tefillah on Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Daraisa leHaRamban. This is the Ramban Shita. That Tefillah Shabbos and Tefillah Yom Kippur is Daraisa. Which Ramban is the Prima Gunnan referring to? Doesn't tell us. No, Poshup Shat, it's the Ramban in Parshas Emor. The Ramban in Vayikra, Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Beis, writes the following Kiddush. The Torah refers to these times as being Mikrei Kodesh. Mikrei Kodesh. What exactly does that term mean? The Ramban writes the following Kiddush. Mikrei Kodesh means that Kulam Kruim V'Ne'esafim L'Kadesh Hayom. Mikrei Kodesh means an assembly of Kedusha, like Kruei Ha'eda, a time of assembly, when people assemble, Kruim V'Ne'esafim L'Kadesh Hayom. And the Ramban continues, a mitzvah Yisrael L'Kabes V'Beis Elokim, L'Kadesh Hayom V'Farhesia V'Tfilah. Well, that's the Kiddush Ramban. What is the mitzvah of Mikrei Kodesh? That one should gather, L'Kadesh Hayom V'Farhesia V'Tfilah. That's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes. The Prima Gunnan tells us, in other words, that the mitzvah of tefillah on Shabbos in Yom Kippur is a mitzvah d'araisa based on the post of God, Mikrei Kodesh. A very great Chiddush. That's what the Prima Gunnan writes. You look elsewhere in Prima Gunnan, right? In Simin Tav Tzadi, in the Mishpat Zav and Sifkat Beis, the Prima Gunnan goes a step further. Tefillah on Shabbos in Yom Kippur, Bitzibur is Daraisa. Bitzibur. After all, the Ramban writes, Nesafim leKadesh Hayom b'Farhesia b'Tfila. Tfila b'Tzibur is Daraisa on Shabbos in Yom Kippur. The Prima Gadim writes the following great Hiddush. that it was a practice in the time of the Prima Gavim that we commonly have this manazeh, that people would stay up all night in Shavuos and learn, and they would daven for Balsikin. Prima Gavim points out apparently not everyone used to stay up at night. The Balabatim who were working did not used to do so. Usually it was the youngsters, right, that would stay up. And they would be the ones who would be davening this minyan. The Prima Gavim is just ma'orim, simin taf tzadi. You have to make sure you have a minyan. A minyan of gedolim daraisa. And the Prima Gavim just writes, like parenthetically, you can't rely on chazaka. When it comes to a din daraisa, you cannot rely on the chazaka that anyone who is lichlal shamim was already maybe simanim, and therefore a 13-year-old, right, is chayiv mitzvos, not necessarily. If a Baal Tokeya will want to, he will want to be the Baal Tokeya who is 13 years old, you have to make sure he's a God of the Araisa. Shanim is considered to be insufficient. The Priyam Madam writes the Kiddush, when it comes to constituting a minion on Shabbos and Yantuk, you need Gedolim who are Daraisa, because that is the mitzvah Tfilah Shabbos and Tfilah Yantuk. A very, very great Kiddush. Good. Number one, the Tfilah Daraisa. Tfilah on Shabbos is Daraisa. Sibur is Daraisa. And they probably did have a minyan at Maariv on Shavuos. Everybody was there davening as well. And they'll have a minyan again at Mincha. But Paul Shabshat of Pimagadav assumes a further Kiddush, and that is each of the Tefillah Sayom require a Tzibur Daraisa. After all, Kulam Kruin, Safim, the Kaddish, Sayom, the Peresia, the Tefillah. This is a Kiddush that the Pimagadav writes, a special paid of Tefillah to Tzibur on Shabbos. This is all as far as the Mitzvah Daraisa of Tefillah. As you know, what about Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv? That certainly is a din. Rabbanan, that's what the Gemara tells us in Brachos, and Daf, Chav, Vav, and Beis. And here the Gemara puts forth two different possibilities, as you know, in terms of the chiyuv of Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. The machlokus between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as to whether tefillah is avos tiknum, or whether tefillah are keneged tmidim tiknum. Whether Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, or whether you assume that no, Tamish HaShachar, Tamish HaBen Abayim, Eivarim Upedarim. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Tefillah is Avos Tiknum. The Gemara, as you know, asks the Kasha, if that's true, we understand very well. Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, what about when it comes to Tefillahs Musaf? So in such a case, you're right. Everyone must agree, even Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, that Asmachu Rabbanan Karbanos. Karbanos also must play a primary role, because after all, Tfilas Musaf is purely Kenegan HaKarma. That will account for many differences between Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv on the one hand, as opposed to Tfilas Musaf. Tfilas Musaf is purely Kenegan HaKarma. Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv, Karbanos, but also, right, the possibility of Avos as well. So that's what the Gemara presents. And of Chavav Medeis, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Avos versus Karbanos. It's interesting, the Rambam mentions both reasons. The Rambam, Nachos Tefillah, mentions the reason of Karbanos. The Rambam, Nachos Malachim. When the Rambam Karaktes gives us the whole history of mitzvahs, that's where the Rambam writes, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's an interesting issue whether la halacha, that is something which is of substance. Karbanos, or are avos somehow applicable even lahalach as well? It's an interesting issue. It's unclear in the Rambam, just as an example. What is the status of tefillah la'achar dalet shavos, right before chatzel sayom? What is the status of that tefillah? No? Somewhat unclear. The Rambam says, gimel lahalach. No? A person is, fills the mitzvah of tefillah bizmana, he davened before dalet shavos. And if it's really the afternoon, so a person is afforded a possibility of tefillahs tashlumin. What is the status of tefillah, let's say, at 11 o'clock in the morning? Now, what exactly is that? That's tefillah shelo bizmana. That's tashlumin. What exactly is that? The Kesemish refers to that as a tashlumin. The Pashup Shan, the Rambam, it doesn't really mean tashlumin in the literal sense. After all, let's say a person did not daven b'mezin, and now it's after dalet shavos. You wouldn't afford the person the possibility of davening at 11 in the morning, because there's no tashlumin. No, the Rambam says that ta'ohova, the Rambam writes even b'mezin. Not so simple. What is the status of that zman? No, it's not tefillah bizmana, but it's not a chovas tashlumin. It's a kiyum of tefillah shelo bizmana. Somewhat unclear. That same sefer I mentioned earlier, Rashi l'Shlomo. Rashi l'Shlomo suggests the following kiddush. Two different makoros. The Rambam mentions both avos and karbanos. He suggests the following kiddush. the tefillah la'achar dalet shamos should be a difference between avos as opposed to karbanos. If it's based on karbanos, then dalet shamos. But if you assume that avos tiknu, so therefore dalet shamos, or maybe one could argue the following chiddush, that that will extend even until chatzos. Until chatzos, there's a keen tefillah of avos, even though avar zmano in terms of the chiyuv of karbanos. Interesting possibility. The Gemara never links the following two sugyas. The Gemara brachos chavav, avos and karbanos. That is, he mentioned machlokas Rabbi Yosef ben Rishu ben Levi, machlokas Amoraim. He gets the next daf of Zayin. All of a sudden, machlokas Tanayim, Amagamim Rabbi Yeshua. Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Tfilas Arvis Chovav. Does that have anything at all to do with avos versus karbanos? The Gemara never links them at all. It is back-to-back love. No, but is there any link between the two? Maybe one would argue, of course there's a link. No? If you hold that avos, is there any difference between Shafris, Mincha, and Mariv? But the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu is any different from the tefillah of Avraham Avinu? That one should argue that Shafris and Mincha is a chovah, and Mariv is only Rishus? If you assume the tefillah is going to get Tmidim Tiknu, doesn't it make perfect sense? There's a Tamid Shal Shachar, there's a Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. And what about Balayla? There's no standard Avodas HaKavanos Balayla. Hey, Varmul Pedarim. Fats and limbs that were not offered by Yom can, by extension, be offered Balayla. But there is no Karban Kavua Balayla. So if you assume that Tfila is Keneged Tzvidim Tiknu, maybe one could argue, I understand why Mariv is so different from Shachris and Mincha. But if you assume Avos, so Mehekatesi, why should you assume there's any difference at all between Mariv as opposed to Shachris and Mincha? As mentioned, the Gemara doesn't make that link at all. The Gemara writes, Nachavah, Machlokas Amoraim, Avos, Kavanos, the Gemara Nachavah, Machlokas Amoraim, the Gemara Rav Yeshua, their Tfilah service is a Chov, their Tfilah service is considered to be Rishus. Yes?
Why
should it make a difference if it's Midian or Avos by davening after 4 hours? Because even either way, it can be done until the process. Maybe if it's based on Karbanos, so the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Karban Tamid Shoshacha, the Karban Oleg, only on Dalet Shos. So if it's based on Karban Tamid, maybe Karban Tamid, it's only until Dalet Shos. Yeah, that sounds correct. Yeah, Ram Paschim is that way. Racha Shulchan just questions, is that really a machlokes? In terms of Rabbi Nachamim, whether based on Mikdash, the Karban Tamid can be offered Dalet Shos or Chatzos, is that really the machlokes? Racha Shulchan has a somewhat novel approach where he writes that maybe Mikra Hadin, everyone agrees that the Karban Tamid can be offered earlier until Chatzos, but because Ban has reasoned him, they used to only make sure to see to it, it was done in an earlier time, and that's the question. Was the Takana of Tefillah patterned after when in practice the Karban was offered, or in principle when the Karban can be brought? See, up to Sugyas, Chavav, Chavzayim, Avos, Karbanos, Chov, Rishus, is there any link in between them? So there's no hint in the Gemara that there's a link between them, but you know Rashi in the Sefer Shabbos, Tesla with Beis, Rashi writes, absolutely. Rashi writes that the reason Tfilah service is Rishus is because of Keneged Hekter Chalavim Vevarim. That's Rashi, a brief comment in Rashi. Shabbos, Tesla with Beis, that's a great Chiddush, no? That Tfilah service Rishus is dependent on Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. That's Rashi's finish. Shabbos Dav Tesim Adeis. The Nitzuv points out in Shiltos, in Shiltos Ches, that the Shiltos, Rav Chaigom, cannot agree with this because the Shiltos assumes Avos Tiknum. And yet, the Shiltos assumes the Halach like Rabbi Yeshua to the services or Shiltos. So the Nitziv just points out that a Rashi, Rashi and Shabbos, the Testament base that creates this very reasonable link. But yet, he comments that the Shulta seems no steer whatsoever. Because the Shulta cites Avos as the Makar of Yasser Machanina. And yet, Pasim Tech Rabbi Yeshua, the Tfilah service is considered to be Rishus. It's a Kasha, though. On what basis? If something is considered to be Keneged Avos Tikman, why should there be a difference between Marv as opposed to Shachris and Minchas? And the Tziv writes just the following Ha'ara. He says, if you look in the Gemara Chulin Adav Tzadi Halach Mabeis, he thinks that's the answer. Vayifka b'makom b'yalim sham. Vayifka b'makom. What does that mean? Yaakov, you know, found himself in a certain place, and he davened, no, kimat b'fara. So Amar Epsha Shavar Tamakan Shispalavosa Minos Palalti. How can it be that I passed the area where my Avos HaKadoshim davened and I didn't daven? So the Nesiv just makes the following simple comment. Yaakov Aron Chulin seems to attribute the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu to circumstance. Why is it the Yaakov Avinu davened? Because Kimach Alacharan Efsha Shavar Tamakan Shispalavosa Minos Palalti. That's the Kiddush that the Nesiv writes. When it comes to the tefillah of Avram Avinu, of Yitzhak Avinu, the pasuk says, Vayashka Avram Avoker, Vayetzi Yitzhak Lasov Basada. The pasuk doesn't describe any particular condition that brought about the tefillah, because that was the regular practice. Mashenkin, when it comes to Yaakov Avivka B'makom V'yolim Sham, that was not a tefillah chova, that was not a tefillah kavua, and therefore, even based on avos, one could still maintain, as Rabbi Yeshua does, that tefillah service is considered to be reshus. That's a fasting hara. Sometimes you learn the sukkahs back to back, and you don't realize that chiddush of Rashi, as Netziv points out, against the shita of the shulchans. So the Gemara tells us, as we assume halacha, the sukkah of chavsai, that tefillah service is considered to be a reshus. What exactly does that mean, that tefillah service is a reshus? Reshus means to take it or leave it. Right, davening marav is an option. So, as you know, Tosis points out in Brachos Daf Chavav that that cannot be, certainly cannot be. After all, the Gemara addresses what if a person is told it's filaso. In those instances, sometimes a person has to repeat Shemon Esrei even when it comes to tefillah service. No, a person forgets Yalav Yavon Cholam Oei during marav. No, so he has to repeat Shemon Esrei. A person forgets Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh. He's not chozer. Why not? The Gemara says the Kiddush again because tefillah is patterned after the Kiddush HaKodesh and Ein Mekanshnes HaKodesh Balayla. The Gemara Brachos and that Laman and Mabez. 2 days in Tosus, whether that's only the first day of Rosh Chodesh or even the second day of Rosh Chodesh. After all, Ein Mekanshnes HaKodesh, Kiddush HaKodesh was only for a Chaser, no? In a Malay, Kvar Kiddush HaShemayim. So one day in Tosus is the second night of Rosh Chodesh. Of course you have to repeat for Yalav Yavar. But even this, of course you have to repeat. Of course you have to repeat. Tefillah service is only reshus. So that's where Tosus writes the following, that reshus does not necessarily mean optional. Reshus sometimes in Shas is used for the purpose of contrast. When you're contrasting two different chiyuvim, you can refer to one as a chova, another as a reshus. It doesn't mean that one is mandatory, one is optional, but rather it means in a relative sense, one is a mitzvah kala, the other is a mitzvah chamura, no? That's what Tosfos writes. If you look in the Mishnah Beis and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah refers to Kedushin. What many of your learned is not. What was a Rishus? No, is that really true? Kedushin is only a Rishus. No, there it means in relative terms. No, that's clear. The Gemara tells us when it comes to the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. No, that the Lavi Rishon is considered to be Chova Mikan Veilach is a reshus. Does reshus really mean void of any key mitzvah whatsoever? Or is it also a contrast? No, but obviously, the Erev Tovel Matzos, that the Lel Seder is far more chomer than Achilas Matzos B'Shar Yom Yachav, but it doesn't simply mean that it's an option, you know, the Gong, the Benezra, and so on. No, that maybe there's a key mitzvah Sachil even Shar Yom Yachav as well. Sometimes one can envision reshus in that sense. So what exactly does it mean to say that the service is reshus? So therefore what? One must have? Of course one must have. No? It just means in the relative sense. It also says, V'nafkamina l'gami mitzvah keresh in yover. Now it also says, V'nafkamina will be in unusual cases. If you have to choose between a mitzvah A and mitzvah B, and it's yav shalakayim shnehem, just realize in the back of your mind that mariv will pale compared to another mitzvah. That's what Tosus writes. An uncommon detail. When a person is in a situation where you have to choose a mitzvah and mitzvah B, so realize that relatively speaking, tefillah service is considered to be a reshus. It does not mean that it is something which is optional just in the relative sense. Are there any nafkaminas in terms of tefillah arvis, reshus, or chova? So here you find several possibilities. The Rambam has a couple of possibilities as well. Interesting tradition. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush, right? that we know that there's no chazaras hashatz when it comes to marriage. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perates Alafates. Why exactly is that true? The Rambam writes, because after all, Tefillah Sarvis is only Rishus, and therefore the Chachamim were not misaking the Tefillah Satzibur, only for a Tefillah Skova, not for a Tefillah Rishus. That's what the Rambam writes in Perates Alafates. There's the Chiddush of the Meiri in Brachos Nafkapalim, right? The one day in the Meiri, that Avshav Shekavu Chova, that's the Lashon the Rif, of course, Shavila Kechova, therefore now we should have Chazar Sashat even when it comes to marriage as well. Now that's one day of the Meiri writes in Brachos Kapalim, but of course we assume that the Rambam writes, no Takana Chazar Sashat, this is discussed in Chuvas Arashba and Kuf Gimel, all based on Tefillah service, which is Rishus. The Rambam has another Nafkamina. There are Gimel HaKazayim if Hilchos Tefillah. Zman HaTefillah. On what basis can you daven Maariv early? The Gemara says, in Brachos and Dabchav Zayin that Rav Salish of Shabbos bear of Shabbos. That Rav used to daven Maariv early on Shabbos. On what basis? How was Rav able to daven Maariv early? Now, so Rashi is, you know, right, because of Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos allows one to daven early. The Rambam does not give this explanation. After all, you know that the Rambam does not mention at all the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam only acknowledges the mitzvah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam makes no mention whatsoever of Tosefes Shabbos. How does the Rambam understand the practice of Rav davening Maariv early? The Rambam writes the following, Tefillah Sarvis Rishus, Ein Medaktik in Bizmanah. The Rambam writes, our allowance to daven Maariv in an earlier time is all predicated on the fact that Tefillah Sarvis is considered to be that which is Rishus. The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Vav, Smichas Gula Tefillah. Perhaps if Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus, so therefore it is not as compelling to be Soma Gula Tefillah at night for Maariv than it is during the day. That's what the Magen Avraham discusses. A chazan who is machriz, a shamish, the gabbai who is machriz, for example, yala v'yavo. One can do so then kaddish the tefillah zarvis, because number one, it's the tzarach ha-tefillah, and the Magen Avraham adds va'ol tefillah zarvis, rishus. Tefillah zarvis is rishus, and therefore, right, the hachraz of the tzarach tefillah is allowed even on shachris. One would clap, one would not say yala v'yavo. Tosus even writes the following great Kiddush. There are different types of Kaddish, you know? Sometimes you have a Kaddish, that's the matrix, it's like three different Kaddishes, no? A Kaddish HaMaskel, a Kaddish HaMasayim, and a Kaddish HaMasik, no? Three different Kaddish. Number one, you have Kaddish which is Maskel. What does the Kaddish do? It introduces a Tefillah. No? That's the Rambam writes in Perek Tesef Tosus Tefillah, no? Tefillah Satzibur Ketzer. What is the Tefillah Satzibur? The Rambam begins with Kaddish, no? The chazan goes, right, after Yishtabat and says Kaddish, Kaddish introduces the Tefillah Satzibur. And then there's the Kaddish HaMasayim. Kaddish concludes Tefillah, no? That's the Kaddish Shalom of Tiskabot Losam. All the possibilities, if you lost your minion, but you can still continue because you can complete the unit. And then there's something which is the Kaddish HaMasik. What is the Kaddish HaMasik? Sometimes there's a transition. And in order to demonstrate transition, so you'll have a Kaddish that interrupts. For example, right, our minute Tosus writes. The Tosus in the end of Masechet Megillah. We have, let's say, on Shabbos 7 Aliyahs, and then we repeat for Maftir, no? Technically speaking, of course, Maftir is not Ol Min HaMinyan. Maftir is not one of the Kruimians above and beyond. It's a form of a whole Safa. So how do we demonstrate that the Aliyahs up until now, those were the Chova Sayom, the Shiva Kruim. And now we have an Aliyah which really is Eino Olam in Aminyan. So Tosfos points out that's our Minhag of Kaddish. We put a Kaddish in between the Shiva Kruim and Maftir and indicate that we are transitioning from Chova to Rishus. That's a Kaddish HaMafsik. Normally the Kaddish is the conclusion of the Kriyas HaTorah. However, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, we are having an additional aliyah of Maftir. In such a case, in order to demonstrate that it's eno olam min ami, and that certainly is true. It's an interesting finish. Tosfos continues and says the following. You have to have a Kaddish HaMaskel, right? Tefillas HaTzibur is always introduced by a Kaddish. Good? So the Kaddish of Shacharis is not right before Shemoneh Esrei, you know, some of the Tefillas before, no? Before. And what about when it comes to Maariv? We don't do that, no? All of a sudden, right before Shemoneh Esrei, there's a Kaddish. Why is that? So Tosfos writes very fascinating Kiddush. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'araisa. And Tfilas Arvis is only Rishus. So that's the Kaddish HaMaskel. That Kaddish has a dual function. Number one, it introduces Shemoneh Esrei, but it transitions now from Chova to Rishus, just as the Kaddish after the Shiva Kruim perform after. Now, that's two halachas, the Kaddish HaMaskel. It's the Kaddish HaMaskel, but shouldn't the Kaddish HaMaskel be before Baruch Hu? No, this also serves as a kind of shamafsik. Mask between what and what? Now, the Shiva Krum and Mafter. Mafter is in Olam Yeshiva. Here, it's the Mafsik ben Kriya Shema Lashon Esrei. Because after all, Kriya Shema is a Chovan Tfilah Sarvis, is only considered to be Rishus. Reb Chaim has a beautiful piece, as you know, in Perek Yudet Lachos Tfilah, where he discusses the fasting of Machlokas between the Rambam and Raivin regarding Tfilah Sarvis Rishus. The Rambam writes the following law. We discussed that Sugyan Brachos and the Kovalik. One of the cases the Gemara mentions is the following. A person is only Bemsa Tfilasa, in the middle of Davin. And all of a sudden now, Nizkar Shekfar Hisal. All of a sudden he realizes, like, I davened already. He davened Mincha Gdol in Yeshiva, right? He went home for Shabbos, he finds himself on Friday night, right? Davening Mincha together with the Tzibur. All of a sudden he realizes that he davened Shema Esrei. What does a person do? The Rambam writes a very great Kiddush. It posek afilu b'emtza bracha. Stop dead in your tracks. No? You cannot continue. You cannot continue. Why is this a Kiddush? Well, look. A person always had the right to daven a tefillas nidava. Isn't that what the Gemara says in Rachos Kapala? Halavayishi spalala kol yom kula. A person could always daven. So the Rambam writes a fascinating Kiddush. That, you know what? You have an option of davening a tefillas chovah. You have an option of davening a tefillas nedavah. But you cannot daven a Shemoneh Esrei, half of which is chovah, half of which is nedavah. Min v'sheino mino. Right? Those two tefillos cannot mesh. So therefore, in this particular case of Nizkar Shekvar Hispalo, listen, in such a case, the Tchilas HaTfilah was a Daita de Chova, now you'll continue a Daita de Rishus, a Daita de Dava, that cannot be. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush, but I'll tell you an exception. What happens when it comes to Mariv? A person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei for Mariv, and all of a sudden, Nizkar Shekvar Hispalo. What do you do now? The Ram says, no problem, continue. When it comes to Shacharis Mincha, Posek Afilu B'Emtza Bracha. When it comes to Maariv, so then a person continues down. How do you understand the Kiddush then? Furthermore, the Raya just has a very brief Hasaga, four words, Ein Kan Nachazro. Exactly what is it that the Raya is disagreeing? After all, the Rambam had a halacha, an exception. The halacha of the Rambam is, Nizkar Shekvar Hispalo Posek Afilu B'Emtza Bracha. That's the halacha. The Rambam tells you there's an exception to the rule of Maariv. The Rav says, I disagree. Is he disagreeing with the rule? Is he disagreeing with the exception? What exactly is the position of the Rav? So Reb Chaim explains kind of the following. Reb Zevin has a beautiful sefer, Ishim Shitas. So he quotes some biographical information, right, about Gedolei Yisrael, and then he quotes examples of the Derech Halimah. The Derech Halimah of Reb Chaim, the Derech Halimah of the Ragged Shavar. It's worth going through. Beautiful haaretz in terms of differences in Derech Halimah. So in the piece in Reb Chaim, so this is the Reb Chaim Reb Zevin shows as a classic example of Reb Chaim's office. Reb Chaim just raised the following issue. We speak about a tefillas chovah, we speak about a tefillas nedavah. That difference, Chova, Nedava, Chova, Rishus. Is that a halach in Chetzi Shel Tfilah? Or is that simply a halach in the Chova Sagan? Should one argue as follows? Inherently, the Tfilahs are identical. The words of the Tfilah, identical. What is the difference between Chova as opposed to Nedava? Simply, tefillah tzvova, I must daven. Tefillah nedava, I may daven. In terms of the chovas hagavra, there's a marked difference. But in terms of chetzah shel tefillah, they're identical. Or maybe one could argue there's nafshu whatsoever. You have, for example, a carbon chov, you have a carbon nedava. The only difference between a carbon chov and a kodava is when I must offer, when I may offer. It's kind of a different chetzah shel carbon entirely. A carbon chov as opposed to a carbon nedava. With different series of halachos. When you deal with a tefillah, of course, which is patterned after karbanos, is the difference between rishus as opposed to chovah. A halach in chetzah, the inherent character of the tefillah, or simply in terms of the mitzvah sagav, whether I must or whether I may. Reb Chaim begins by saying the following. The Rambam obviously is assuming that the difference in the tefillah chovah, tefillah nedava, tefillah rishus is in chetzah shel tefillah. These are two different types of tefillos entirely. You can't offer a carbon, and you'll do the shvita, and you'll do the kabbalah, the shame carbon chovah, and you'll do the zrik and the haktar, the shame carbon adav. How is it that seamlessly, like these two halves, will blend? It's a different chefter shel carbon. It's a different chefter shel fima. So the rabbi writes, of course. You have a choice. You could have a tefillah chovah, you could have a tefillah nedava, but you cannot have a tefillah which is half chovah and half nedava. The Rambam writes the following. That's not true. Tefillah Sarvus. Tefillah Sarvus is only Rishus. Tefillah Sarvus Rishus means that the Chetza, Tefillah Sarvus is a Tefillah Nedava. Let's assume, for example, as Rashi writes, it's patterned after Karbanos. What does Karbanos mean? It's not that the carbon is a carbon chovah. It means the following, that the Mizbeach should not be void of carbon. The Mizbeach should not remain empty balayla. So what does it mean? Eivarim upidarim. So too, right? The same is true when it comes to tefillah arvis. The night should not be void of tefillah. But the chetza, the tefillah that you will offer, is only a tefillah nishus. Is only a tefillah sadaka. So the Rambam writes the following. If you daven marav, you realize you already davened, that's not lindashen on you, no? You thought you were daven marav for the first time, but even that is only a tefillah nishus. And therefore, now you can transition. You can continue a guide to the Rishus. That's not min b'shein amino. That's not a tefillah schova and your attempt to merge, to fuse that with the tefillah nedava. Tefillah sarvus is only considered to be a tefillah Rishus. And therefore, one can continue in davening. So the Rambam writes, the ein kanachas ruach. What does that mean, ein kanachas ruach? So the Kesher Mishnah assumes that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam, he just disagrees with the exception of the Rambam. In other words, what the Rambam writes is true of Shachris Mincha, Posek, the Ravid assumes is true even when it comes to Marav as well. I maintain, according to the Ravid, as the Kesher Mishnah argues, that Posek afilu b'emtza bracha even when it comes to Marav. Why is that true? Isn't Marav a tefillas rishus? So the Kesher Mishnah writes simply, good, it's the Tefillas Rishus, but the Rif, the Gonim, Kvar Shavu Alech Ova. We've already taken upon ourselves to daven Marav with regularity, and therefore, for all practical purposes, the Rambam also writes that, Kvar Shavu Alech Ova. So therefore, we'll treat Marav as Shachris Emincha. So that's the Chiddush that Reb Chaim writes. That's certainly not true. The reason for the Rambam, a Posek Afilu B'emtza, is the following. The difference between a tefillas chovah as opposed to tefillas nedava is not in terms of the chovas hagavra, but rather the chetzah shel tefillah, no? You cannot fuse, right, a tefillas chovah and a tefillas nedava. So the Rambam writes that applies to Shachris Mincha, doesn't apply to Marid. What's the Ravid's kasha? Shavu lekechovah? I'll ask you a simple question. Shavu lekechovah, is that halacha in gavra, is that halacha in chetzah? No? That's what Reb Chaim writes. No? A person takes upon himself to daven each and every day. A person who takes a neder to offer a carbon each day. What would you call that carbon? A carbon chovah? It's true that there is a chovas hagavra. There's a chovas hagavra to offer a tefillas nedava. There's a chovas hagavra to offer a carbon nedava. The character of the carbon is not altered by shavu lekechovah. And nor is that true of the very character of the tefillah itself. So the Rambam sheet is the following. Of course, Shavila Kachov. Rambam writes it explicitly. That means there's a Chovas Agavra to Dabha, Tfilas Nedabha each and every day. Good, but the flavor of the Tfilah remains a Tfilas Rishos. Well, if that's true, so let's get back to the Raiva then. So what was the Raiva thinking? You know why the Raiva doesn't like that Lambdas, the Chovas Agavra to Tfilah, a Tfilas Nedabha? Because the Raavad apparently understood that the difference between a Tfilas Chov and Tfilas Adav is not in terms of Cheftish of Tfilah, but in terms of the Chovas Agavra, I must, I may. So Shivla Kachova means I must. So Reb Chaim points out, if that's the case, if that is really the meaning of the difference between Chov and Adav, you know what? Then it's most mistaber to argue when the Raavad writes Ein Kanachas Ruach, he's not disagreeing with the exception of Raavad regarding Mariv. You know what the Raavad is maintaining? The whole halacha of the Rambam, I maintain, is incorrect. If the difference between Chova as opposed to Nedava is not in terms of Chetza, simply in terms of Gavra, so in such a case, why should we assume Posek Afilu Bemtza HaBracha? If you'll tell me they're inherently different philos, they cannot blend. If you're telling me, no, it's only halacha in terms of Gavra, so in such a case, isn't it mistabra then, against the case of Mishnah? When the Raavad writes, Ein kanachas ruach, what the Raavad means is that I deny the Iker halacha of the Rambam, that even when it comes to shachris and mincha, a person can continue. Because if the tefillos are the same, chetza, it's just a difference in terms of chovas hagavra, so why should that prevent the person from davening part adai to the chov and part adai to nedava? The tefillos remain, I mean, the mino, where one could envision that you can fuse those two tefillos. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim writes. And here the machlokas Rambam Raavad, again, the understanding of the Kesef Mishnah, that the Raavad is disagreeing with the Iker HaHalacha. We have the Hasagos Harid, and the Hasagos of the Raavad, the Dabi Harid. If you look in that Sugi Brachos, Nafchav Aleph, right, the Dabi written that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Hasagas Araivin, the Rabbi makes very brief comments. But I think it's clear from the Araivin, take a look at that Araivin, that as Reb Chaim understood. Now when the Araivin was disagreeing, it was with the Iker Halacha. After all, Shmuel says the following, in a case of suffering, person is davening, and all of a sudden he realized that he already davened, Posek Afil Ben Sabracha, that's the Pesach Halacha of Shmuel. The Raavad just writes a couple of words, but that's it. The Raavad writes, Im Ratza. That's it, no? Im Ratza. What does that mean? If he wants, he can stop in the middle. That's unbelievable, no? The Raavad understood Shmuel that he has a choice. He can either continue, or he can stop. You see a few chiddushim according to that Raavad. No, those two words, Im Ratza. Im Ratza, no? Number one, you see he has the option of continuing to daven. How can he continue to daven? Half is a day to the chova, half is a day to the dava? Why? Because gavra, not chetza, no? There's nothing wrong with these two tefillos. They could merge. You also see apparently the further chiddush, that the fact that you can continue to daven does not mean that you must continue to daven. Meaning, l'chora again, the following chiddush, that if a person recites several brachos of Shmon Esrei, but does not continue, maybe that's not called, right, the bracha levatala. True, he didn't say an entire Shemon Esrei. He doesn't need an entire Shemon Esrei. Nisker Shikpar Yisbalel. So he could stop. Why he'll tell me he said five brachas? Doesn't he have to continue the entire unit? Maybe not. Maybe this is a rhyme of Pereshit. These couple words of the rhyme. But no, that several brachas of Shemon Esrei is not considered to be a bracha levatala. Look in Mishnah Berurah, Tav Kuf Tzadi Gimel, and Sivkot and Beis, and the Halacha. As well, the Bar Halacha suggests the following Kiddush, what happens if a person doesn't have a Siddur, and he only knows Miktas HaBrachas. He doesn't know everything by heart. He knows some of it by heart. So Mishnah Berurah writes, you have a right to recite those Brachos, the Torah's Bakashas Rachamim. Not necessarily considered to be a Bracha Levatala. The Rabbi would have to agree with such a Kiddush. No, you have the option of continuing, but you're not mechuyav to do so. Those Brachos Lachora could stand, even independently, as long as it's not necessary. Lots of snow. Hidei Chavasa. If you look in the Rosh, in the very end of Rosh Hashanah, there's a line in the Rosh that if a person is chiser achas min habrachos, So therefore the brachos he recited is the bracha of Atam. I thought that perhaps that this rush was against, right, those couple words in the Ravid. No, the Ravid simply says the imratza, right? If you want, continue. If not, not. But the fact that it's imratza is push against the Rambam, right? The Rambam doesn't give you that option. The Rambam says you must stop in your tracks because you can't continue. Right? There's no transition between the first half and the second half. The Ravid disagrees. Pashup shat after exactly then it's not this Ravid. Ain't enough to throw. What the Rambam writes of Marid is true of Shachar Simincha. Not as the Kesemishah suggests, what the Rambam writes is true of Shachar Simincha. The Rabbi maintains is true even in cases of Marid as well. It's a fascinating Kiddush of Reb Chaim, right, with the two different understandings of Tfilas Arvus Rishus, whether it's Halach in Cheftish Al Tfila, whether it's Halach in the Mitzvah Sagavra. And again, that's from Chetzesh of Tfilah, I'll show you, even Bishud Zman Hazeh, even though Shavuah Kechovah, the Rambam writes, yeah, Shavuah Kechovah, Kechovah had Gavra to Dava, what the Chetz is a Tfilah Nedava, and therefore the Rambam writes, that even Bishud Zman those clear differences between Shachar Mincha, as opposed to Tfilah.